the main question I've been asking all the candidates, or want to ask the candidates right out of the gate, why this election? Why are you running now?
I'm running now because I think it's time for change. And I do believe Tom Mulcair and the NDP offers that change. I've been going door to door and listening to people's concerns. And they really do want that ability to have a new direction for the government of Canada. Stephen Harper announced that he won't recognize Canada when he's done with it. And people don't like the direction we are. Mm-hmm. They want to have a Canada that they're proud of. And the people I've been talking to aren't proud of the Canada or the direction we've been going to.
This riding is very much almost like two ridings, because you've got the urban nature of Prince George, but then there's a lot of rural communities that you're responsible for with this riding. Those can be competing visions for what the role of the federal government. What are people telling you on the doorstep? I mean, how do you think you can meet the challenge of this riding?
I think one of my strengths is that I've lived out in Hixson and I've lived in smaller communities in the riding. So I'm able to understand their concerns, as well as spending 22 years in Prince George. So I'm able to bring both experiences mm-hmm. to my role as an MP. And I think that's one of the strengths of being an MP, is you need to be able to go out and listen and hear their concerns, and being able to balance those competing visions of Canada and make the decision and move mm-hmm. forward.
You know, you've made a couple of runs before for elected office, two runs for Prince George City Council. You weren't successful. Why do you think that this is the election you're ready for? Or what did you learn from those two unsuccessful runs?
If we take a look at Jack Layton, he wasn't successful at the start as well. I think that gives a lot about my character, is that when I believe in something, I go for it. And I really believe I have a message, and being able to bring that to the people and listen to their concerns. Mm-hmm. And I think what I've really learned is that you need good people around you. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between this election and my previous city council, is that I've been able to establish a lot of great contacts. I have their support. We're working together, and I've built a great team around me. And that's what will make the difference this election.
It seems to be, if you look at some of the polls, a fairly close run this time in the Caribou Prince George riding it. But at the same time, you know, for 20 years, conservative values and the values of the people of this riding have been in sync. What makes you think now's the time where those values have either changed or nuanced to the point that the NDP reflects those values better than the conservatives?
There's a couple issues there. I think Bill C-51 is one of them. The NDP took the stance as we are not going to support Bill C-51, and we will repeal it. I've heard that message throughout the riding. And the other is the economy. The NDP is really wants to support and strengthen the middle class. We also have a plan in place to strengthen mm-hmm. manufacturing. And one of our strongest is lowering the small business tax from 11 to 9%. And as a small businessman, I think I'm able to bring that message forward and say, you know what, the NDP is there. We do support business. We do support small business. And we want to grow a strong economy. And mm-hmm. that's the message Tom Mulcair has been delivering.
For both the Conservatives and NDP, there seems to be kind of a dichotomy that I think is at odds for a lot of people, because on one level, the NDP do not support Bill C-51, but the Conservatives obviously support it and brought it to legislation. You flip that around, though, and the NDP have supported the long gun registry, and the Conservatives have not. How do they square?
I think I can answer that right now. Tom Mulcair has delivered the message that we will not be revisiting the long gun registry. We do want to keep people protected, but we also want to have people involved. And the message that we've been delivering is that we want to have all stakeholders involved and develop a plan where we're able to balance security and freedom.
Trent Derrick is with me, and he's running for the NDP in the riding of Caribou Prince George, and he's part of the conversation series that we're having here on Daybreak with the various candidates who are running in the upcoming federal election. Trent, the NDP certainly taking its licks over the stance on deficits, whether or not the next budget delivered by an NDP government or any form of government will be in surplus or in deficit. How do you go about making all these promises real and not perhaps running into a deficit, or perhaps reneging on some of those promises? Some of them are extending out 20 years. I mean, you're assuming an NDP government for 20 years. I mean, that's, I don't know, it just doesn't seem realistic for a lot of people.
One of the big issues here is that priorities. If we take a look at the Conservatives, just on their advertising, they spent the facts of the matter are that since 1981, NDP governments that have been in power have had the best financial record and have the most balanced budget budgets in the country. So that's the number one fact. The other second one is priorities. And the NDP is, it's where we want to spend our money. Do we want to spend our money $800 million on advertising, or do we want to put it into social programs that better the lives of Canadians?
In Northern BC, one of the things that I think confounds some people is how we go about having economic prosperity and job prosperity and industrial prosperity, but at the same time, respecting things like the Silcotine decision, making sure that First Nations needs are met and objections are recognized and respected. How does the NDP navigate all that?
I think the important there is, once again, Tom Mulcair has said that he, as an NDP party, would speak to First Nations on a nation-state basis and dialogue early with a respectful communication between both parties. I think that has been lacking with the Conservative Party. So that's where our concerns are going to be moving forward with First Nations. Without that respectful dialogue, you have a non-starter. So I think it starts with respecting each other.
One of the things that has been a big issue for a lot of people, what's been termed the muzzling of federal science. But it seems like no matter what stripe of government comes to power, they seem to minimize any group of experts that don't necessarily support an initiative or a project that that particular government wants to move forward on. Why would the NDP do business differently? Why would they listen to people that fundamentally disagree with what an NDP government would propose?
I think it starts with your party. We have various stripes within our party, and we have that open and open discussion and dialogue there. So when you take a look at the very foundation of a party, it's built on respectful dialogue. When you look at the foundation of who we are, we're very inclusive, and we want to listen and we research, and that's part of who I am. And as an MP, I think that's something that I really want to foster is, you know what, we need to listen, we need to learn. And the best countries are the ones that listen.
Are the NDP going to reopen the Veterans Office in Prince George?
We will look at that, and that's going to be something I'm going to move forward with the concerns. The NDP have really been focusing on listening and respecting the veterans in Canada, and that's been part of our platform I've listened to, and it's something that I will fight for.
You have mentioned Tom Mulcair a lot, but obviously people in Cariboo Prince George won't be voting for Tom Mulcair. They're casting a vote for you or one of your opponents. What do you think you take to Ottawa that's an essence of this riding? I mean, what part of Prince George Cariboo do you want to bring to Ottawa and make sure that the folks in Ottawa understand what this riding needs and what it can contribute to the country?
What I bring to Ottawa is my ability to listen to the constituents and to be able to adapt my message. I think that's the important thing about an MP is that you're just not an MP for those who voted for you, but you're an MP for everyone. It's who I am. I don't back down. I don't quit, and I'm very tenacious. And part of that is when I really truly believe in something and I really believe in moving forward and listening to people. If you take a look at who I am, I've spent a lot of time volunteering with youth at risk. I've spent time volunteering for baseball, and I've tried to better the community. And how I've done that is listen to people in the community. And that's my strength of moving forward is that I live here. I really believe in this area. I really believe in the riding of Cariboo Prince George. That's what I'm going to bring to Ottawa. I have an example of Nathan Cullen. He's been voted as the hardest working MP, and I want to take that away from him.
Trent Derrick is the NDP candidate for Cariboo Prince George. And of course, we've invited all the candidates from the Northern BC ridings to join us here on Daybreak. So we'll be rolling out those conversations over the course of the next week or two here on Daybreak. And certainly we want you to stay tuned in order to make an informed decision when you come to vote this October. Trent Derrick, thank you so much for joining us on Daybreak again, and all the best with your campaign, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.